This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on my show back in May. We're talking about TerraX Minerals. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol TRXXF. Also, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol TXR. With us today is the new executive chairman, Gerald Panaton. He was the founder, if you will, of Detour Gold. They raised about $2.6 billion, went from inception to actually producing mine. He also recently sold his gold matter company to TerraX for around $1.5 million. And I would like to introduce the new executive chairman of the company. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, what attracted you to TerraX?
It's a very simple story. TerraX probably owns one of the best land and best exploration property in all of Canada, in my mind, covering close to 800 kilometers square into a gold district where gold has been already mined in the past from two mines, the Con and the Giant Mine. So it's really like in the heart of the Yellowknife camp that TerraX has set his home. And the potential is, in my mind, untapped. They've been working with on the property on and off for the last 6 years without putting a resource, which in my mind already tells, like, why would you not put a resource? Because you've got so many good results.
Absolutely. I know that you and David Suter are good friends. He's still the president and CEO. That being said, what are some of the similarities between the early stages of Detour, the company that you kind of founded, and the current potential of TerraX right now?
Similarity is like it's two gold camps. Detour Lake was a past producer as well from 1983 to about 1998. Gold dropped to 250. Camp was shut down. And then we bought it in 2006. And we took the project from about a million ounces resource, in indicated resource, to approximately 30 million ounces in resource and 20 million ounces in reserve. It's not exactly the same, but it's very close to be an undervalued property with similar potential. But on top of that, TerraX not only has low grade, but it has high grade mineralization. You know, the Con and the gold, the Giant Mine were both high grade mines. In the vicinity of 0.3 ounce, 0.4 ounce per ton. They're two very good assets that were mined in the past. But at the same time, what TerraX has been able to do is cover the extension of those deposits, stake that all, and have done some many multiple high-grade and low-grade discovery on their property.
You know, speaking of great projects and properties, can you bring my listeners and maybe your stockholders just a little bit up to date on the Sam Otto project? Where are we at on that?
Sam Otto has been drilled previously in the past. It's been discovered a few years ago and drilled again this summer. But I think what TerraX needs to do at Sam Otto, and that's probably where I bring my mentorship, some of my leadership and my depth experience by doing the detour, is that we need to attack the two best zones on the property, which in my mind are Sam Otto and Costero, and make them deposit with resource. That will become the core of the company as soon as possible. You can always explore because there's so much ground, but you need to focus on the two best zone and deliver resource, eventually a reserve and a mine. That's very simple strategy.
A lot of professionals on Wall Street think that we've already had the move in gold up over $1,500 an ounce. Why should people start looking at your company now?
Well, anything that is above $1,200 an ounce is a very good price. The advantage of TerraX and the Yellowknife project is the infrastructures. We don't need to go in the boonies to bring everything in. We're already in a city which supports man people. Everybody goes home at night. You don't need to build a camp. You have an airport with a daily flight from Edmonton, from Ottawa. You got all the infrastructure of restarting a mining camp with all the basic already done in place. So you don't have to rebuild this. It's already there. And, you know, gold price, yeah, maybe gold price is going to sit at $1,500 an ounce for a year or two. until maybe the next U.S. election a year from now. And, you know, we don't control the gold price. The gold price will go on its own. Carax has one of the best projects that can support low-grade and high-grade mineralization. The biggest advantage that Terrax has over Detour is high-grade mineralization on top of a low-grade deposit. That's what makes the difference of Terrax being one of the best.
In closing here, what is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Our intention is to create value for our shareholders. Of course, we're doing it by the drill bit. We need to sustain drilling program. We need to come up with a resource every year. We need to create that value and increase the value of the Yellowknife project. It is a great project, and we just need to carry on.
Gerald, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Congratulations on being the new executive chairman of Terrax Minerals. Again, you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol TRXXF. Very undervalued here at 21 cents American money. You can also find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol TXR. Thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.